Yeah, righty. Good morning. It's 8:34, Brock Hunter.
It's got a nice ring to it, nice beat to it.
La-di-da-di, la-di-da-di. So that's the only Snoop I know right there.
La-di-da-di. Song gets you high just listening to it.
It does, man. I'm stoned. So are you.
Snoop.
It is the Plan B morning show, and I think it's safe to say now, Hunter, 4 days in, or 3 days in, this is everyone's favorite new bit. It really is. It's something that people have just latched onto. They're talking about it at the water coolers.
So yesterday I called you out because you're like, it's everybody's favorite. And who's everybody?
Everybody.
There's a lot of people out there.
It's just
everybody's favorite bit.
Yeah,
like, no, it's been a bit for 2 days.
You don't know.
All right. I guess. You got your 4 days into it.
That's right.
Some people's favorite bit.
There's one or two people's favorites. I mean, we only got 10 people listen to the show. Yeah. So, I mean, it's got to be at least half, right?
I'm guessing. Just say some.
Some people's favorite bit. All right. With that said,
people's favorite bit. What do you mean, you people?
1 to 5 favorite bit. It's time for your stupid quickies. Let's set the mood.
Oh, here we go.
It's almost like the Larry David sound. Like,
it is.
Right? Arrested Development. All right.
That just makes you dumber listening to that.
Stupid quickies. How about this? A woman in North Carolina apparently tried to set fire to her ex-boyfriend's house, but she got the wrong house.
That bitch crazy. The wrong house. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's the wrong. You're still lighting a house on fire.
Yeah. Even if it's your ex-boyfriend's
house. Check the address. Poor grandma.
How did you not know where
he
lives?
Sitting there watching her soap.
You smell smoke, Harold?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, no, it's the crazy lady. We've all dated the crazy, all right? You can see it in their eyes, and you just know at some point they're going to light something on fire of yours.
You know, they always go for the car.
Yeah.
Always scraping, bitch, in the side of your car or something.
I hate you. And then they're knocking on your door a day later. I love you. I'm sorry I burnt your car down. I'm sorry.
Go right for the expensive stuff.
Right
there.
Come on. How about this? In a new poll, 58% of people characterize their feelings towards seagulls as negative. But 5%.
What's the problem with seagulls? People hate seagulls.
5% think they think very positively of seagulls. They're rats with wings. That number should be way higher.
I don't like seagulls when those people at the beach are throwing bowls of cereal out the window and you get like 5,000 of them around in one. See, that's not good.
No.
But seagulls, it reminds me of the beach. You know, it's kind of...
Yeah, but they ruin the beach, all right? When have you ever been to the beach and been like, oh, I'm glad all these seagulls are here? Never, because it's awful. Get out of here, you damn rat with wings.
Bird.
You damn bird. What about this? A young couple who was renovating their new home discovered that the previous owner stuffed their dirty dishes in the vents.
Wait, say that again.
A couple renovating their new home and found that the previous owner stuffed dirty dishes into the vents. I feel like that was something that a kid did who lived there, and he was told he had to clean the dishes. He's like, if you want to clean the dishes, he shoved them right into the vents.
It's gross. Probably ate some spaghetti, too.
Yeah, something really hard to get off there.
Yeah, come on.
You got to let it soak, buddy. That's what I do with all my dishes. I let them soak for like 3 days.
You ever think about that, like in your house? Like at one point, there was somebody else living here in this exact space that I'm sitting, probably doing something that I don't want to know about.
Yeah, well, it's just like going to a hotel, but it's your home that you live in. Absolutely.
It's weird to think. I always think about that at hotels. How many people have...
That's why I don't sleep under the covers at hotels. Honestly, geez. I just stay fully clothed and I sleep on top after I spray down the bed, because what people do in hotels, there's a different mindset in hotels, all right? There's a different
really
disgusting
is.
Mindset. Yeah.
You're not there to clean up, that's for
Think
sure.
Think about next time you use that hand towel at the hotel, what it was used for, okay?
Bring my own towel.
When you're wiping your face off, just remember. Someone was watching Skinamax late at night. Towels are kind of
stretchy. It's not the softest towel. Why is that?
No, it's because it's been just destroyed, okay? The only thing you can do to clean those towels is to cook them on, like, boiling hot heat. And it takes
away... You sterilize those things,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and it takes away some of the softness, just a little bit. Lastly, how about this? A female burglar broke into a boutique in Phoenix on Sunday wearing a leopard print onesie. It's like a knockoff Catwoman right there.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
She have the long Kmart nails, too?
It doesn't say. And I don't know if there was a tail attached or something, but, you know.
Did she run like a cat?
Meow. All nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree.
Did she have a bullwhip like Catwoman? Catwoman was awesome.
Catwoman was awesome. But Catwoman also a little kind of BDSM-y, right? You know, kind of like whips, chains, whistles, yo-yos.
Yeah, it was a little, you know, you're right.
Right? Batman was into that stuff.
Like she's going to tie you up or something, you know?
And let's be honest, even the hottest woman, even Halle Berry, that cat suit had to be pretty gross when she took that off, right? She's out there fighting crime, getting all sweaty.
Pretty sweaty suit. Basically, it's just like a sweatsuit, you know, like what you wear for wrestling.
Tell you what.
Weight.
Tell you what, Catwoman, why don't you rinse off before we fool around? Because
you stink.
That sound that made when you pulled that suit off.
You stink. Hey, you know what? She's got the same whip I got.
Yeah, it's a sex whip, Hunter. It's got it's got studs and rhinestones.
It's a bull whip. It's a black bull whip.
What's that plug on the end of it? I don't know. It's just like a weird handle.
It does have a weird handle.
Weird handle at the bottom. A rhinestone handle on your whip. It ain't no Indiana Jones.
You know you're jealous.
All right, there you go. That is your stupid quickies. On the Plan B Morning Show. Oh, that's a perfect way to end it.
Nice.
I just need a slide whistle in there. All right, we're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Kyle Kinane.